This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to our buddy David Dusick, senior writer at Golf Week. He's amazing on the bench as always after the Open Championship. So earlier, Dave, we had Carver High, who is legend. When he gets cringe face, it's generally serious, and he had cringe face over a couple things. One was Kuchar's thumbs up after the eagle, like he was cheering him on, like, way to go, as you're trying to win a major, and you're, like, cheering for the other guy, or, if you will, being a, quote, good sport, end quote. Or the 13th hole, which took, like a day, and how you just let that happen, and like, what are the rules or something? Like, how long can this guy mess around with this shot? It took forever, and those are the two things that gave Carver High cringe face, which is problematic.
Okay, so let's take it from the top then. The first one, Matt Kuchar basically giving the thumbs up after the eagle on 15. I think that when you have to remember that Jordan Spieth and Matt Kuchar have been teammates on three different teams. We're talking about Ryder Cups, President's Cup.
Who cares?
Okay, well, obviously, Matt Kuchar cares. That guy is friendly to everybody every single day. Media, his opponents, other guys. That's who he is and what he does. If you're looking for somebody to eat lightning and belch thunder and spit venom, that is never going to be Matt Kuchar. And some people are going to be able to come out and say, look, well, that's going to be the thing that's going to keep him from winning a major championship. When I would argue that, well, actually, Jordan Spieth coming out and going birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie on 14, 15, 16, and 17, and basically just outplaying him is the thing that ends up costing him a championship. Matt has been a super good guy and one of the most beloved guys in the clubhouse his entire career. Since he left Georgia Tech, wins a U.S. amateur, comes out, and has basically been one of the steadiest, most consistent players out there.
Right.
That's just who the guy is. For him to do something other than that would almost be disingenuous. It would be – everybody would realize that, like – The meanest thing that Matt Kuchar is ever going to do is just not acknowledge, you know, is just to be going about his business. And if that's the case, I think he does what it comes instinctively. He's just a good guy. That's just who he is. You know, he doesn't hate Jordan Spieth.
No, I know that. I know that. I'm just
supposed to do.
I understand. Like, well, what we're saying is that we get all that, and you're right. But there's got to be some kind of, like, I mean, when you've never won a major. And you're in this battle, and you're on the at Birkdale, brutal course, and you're fighting for your first major, and you're in it, and you're there to win. And, like, I mean, I just know a lot of guys on that tour or even in my lifetime that would have probably under their breath said, nice putt. But everyone else, like, all this, you know, some intensity, like, just, you know, handle your business, like, go put your ball down and do the same thing, like, make a birdie instead of like, you know, I mean, publicly, like, you could see him just, like, he was so happy for him. I even noticed it. Now, I didn't care as much as Carver High. I was like, wow, the guy's so loving that he's even like rooting him on. And I was kind of like, wow, he's just so nice. It's almost
pathetic.
One of the things
you got to remember about this sport. So remember, like, okay, so the final putt drops. Kuch makes a bogey on the 18th. Doesn't matter. He's already lost the tournament. So it doesn't matter. And Spieth is walking up, you know, to the little rise to go to the scorer's tent.
Right.
Remember the very first person he sees and who he interacts with?
His wife, Kuchar's wife.
Matt Kuchar's wife, Sibby, comes over, gives him a big hug, smiles. The camera, you can hear him, congratulations, we're so happy. Kuchar's kids, his little boys, are the ones who are kind of emotional. Matt goes down, didn't even know that they were in country, thought they were in Colorado. They were surprising dad by showing up, you know, at Royal Birkdale. And that's just the atmosphere. He turns, so then you see Spieth leave Sibby Kuchar, turns. There's Fowler, there's Justin Thomas, there's Zach Johnson. They're all flying back together. I mean, within hours of winning, you know, the Clara Jug, basically the coolest trophy in golf, you're seeing photos up on social media of all of Jordan Spieth's buddies on the plane ride back, pounding beers and drinks.
Right.
And thing. They're all flying back together. It's just, it's a different thing for, I think, a lot of people who don't follow golf week in and week out to get their heads around. When Spieth loses the British Open 2015 to Zach Johnson at St. Andrews, they fly back together. They're drinking out of that chalice together. And you're right. I totally get, like, hey, you know what? The chips are down. Kuchar's in the fight. He's got to stay in there. If you want to say, hey, nice putt or whatever, but don't make a big deal out of it. Coming down the stretch, this is just sort of like the atmosphere that these guys and this sort of culture sort of breathe. And it's not for everybody. It's not amongst everybody on the tour. But there are groups of players who are all hanging out together and who all acknowledge the fact that, you know what, Kuchar's a really good player, and I got him today. I got the better of him today. If he had won, I would have acted the same way. And I genuinely believe if Kuchar had beaten Spieth, Spieth would have been the first guy to say, you know what, I totally screwed up on 13. I hit it basically to Ireland. And Matt Kuchar beat me. He played good. He shot 69 on the final day, paired up with me in a major championship and wins it. Hats off to him. And that was the first thing he did when he took so much time, getting back to your second point, is he comes right over to Kuchar, like, hey, I'm sorry. He apologized. And Kuchar's like, hey, do what you got to do. They knew it was going to take a long time. He and his caddy were totally aware of what was going on. They handled it. He nearly makes the birdie putt on 13. And had he done that to get a two-shot swing, well, basically a three-shot swing at that point, it would have been even better. But it's everybody knows the deal. You know, it happens to happen on a huge stage, but everybody knows the deal out there, and they're very consistent and very respectful, and there's a lot of respect for each other going out there.
So this is unbelievable. I got to ask you, like, today the first thing I saw was people are, you know, well, two things. One, he's favored to win the PGA, which I have no problem with. And
right.
Second of all, that people are putting these expectations on him immediately.
Crazy.
That, you know what I mean? That is he going to catch Tiger Woods? Like, I want to hurl. Like, can't the guy just win the Open Championship and celebrate with his family and be happy instead of having – how long do you think he'll – how long before he catches Jack and Tiger? And is he worth more money than – like, it's – I mean, honestly, like, I'm starting to I do this for a living, like the sports. I've always felt like I was an entertainer more than a journalist, to be honest with you. Even though I went to journalism school and everything else, I'm kind of more of an entertainer. I've always felt like, and I'm starting to not like the media. Like, really, like, that's what you come up with? The guy wins the Open, and you're starting to wonder if he'll catch Jack Nicklaus? For Christ's sakes, he's only 14 away.
Even before the guy's home in Dallas, the guy's on a plane, he's enjoying it, celebrating as he should be. The news cycle in sports has gotten so fast. I mean, in the age of, like, social media, like, you've got to be the first one to break out the latest, you know, take. You got to be the first one to bust out the question to extrapolate things out, you know, so far. And Jordan Spieth is going to turn 24 on Thursday. It's an amazing accomplishment. We basically should be sitting back and saying, like, oh, my God. In an age when, like, you know, Tiger Woods has exited the scene, is probably never going to come back, and is an afterthought in so many different ways. How fortunate are we to take a look up and down the line, and all of a sudden we've got Jordan Spieth back, winning tournaments, winning major championships, creating this compelling drama. It looks like Rory McIlroy might be riding the ship. Dustin Johnson, if he remembers, you know, how to do a couple things, is still ranked number one in the world. There's a whole lot of really compelling stories. We've got all this cool stuff, and yet there is. You're right. I got asked a couple times today, how many majors do you think Spieth is going to win? Like, how the hell do I know? The kid's 23. I was getting paced when I was 23. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. So, like, let the kid just enjoy it. Let's just enjoy what we just saw 24 hours ago. And if you want to talk about the PGA because he's got a chance to win a career Grand Slam there, I totally get that. Do I think he can win? Absolutely. Do I think he's going to win more major championships? Of course. From what we just saw, why would you not think that? But to think that someone's going to win another, like, oh, 12 or 15 of these things, in reality, is super disrespectful to the competition he's playing against, because it presupposes that basically for the next 10 years, then he's going to pick off two or three of these things a year. Rory McIlroy is going to win more majors. We can agree on that. Dustin Johnson is going to win more majors. We can agree on that. And there's going to be other guys. We just saw Brooks Koepka break through. There's going to be other guys who are going to come up and pick off a few of these things. It's really, really hard to go out there against 156 guys and beat all of them. And Spieth did it. And he did it and he's done it when he has been expected to do it. But to just go off and call it, oh, well, at 23, if he's got three of these things already, and he's just waiting for the PGA or for the career grand slam, he's got to be worth at least, what, 14 or 15 majors? It's insane to even think about that.
Right.
Give him a break and let's talk in a few years.
What do you think of last question here? Because Quail Hollow is where they're playing the PGA Championship in Charlotte. That's going to be great. But I want to go down to the President's Cup at Liberty National. I've played that golf course, and it is just ferocious for the Pharrell. It's sickening. And they're going to be playing there in late September, like even like a football weekend. I mean, that's a football weekend. And but that golf course is nasty. What a track. Here outside of Manhattan, across the river in Jersey City. Are you kidding me? That's going to be incredible. That golf tournament, that's the only thing left worth watching.
Well, after we get through the PGA Championship, then I mean, that's going to be what we're going to tune into. I'll look forward to being there for that one. It's nice you can take the water taxi. You can get some decent food at one of these things instead of going to some of these places that are got awful with that. So, but yeah, it's going to be great to have the best players in the world. It'll look amazing on TV. I mean, like, you're going to get some of those angles where guys are hitting shots. Lady Liberty is, like, staring you right in the face in the background so close you're going to think you can reach out and just touch the thing. But it's a really hard golf course. Gigantic, huge, undulating greens, fescue rough. It looks like something they pulled right out of Scotland or Ireland, and then you plunk it right down there, you know, off the coast in Jersey. It should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I love team events like that. Everybody gets pumped up and psyched to play it. The crowds get into it. The players get into it. It should be a really, really good time.
All right, David. Great stuff. We'll talk to you in 3 weeks at the PGA Championship in Charlotte. Thanks for coming on the bench. Great coverage last week and then tonight. Great tournament as always. Love the Open. It's phenomenal. I love Birkdale. I thought it was terrific stuff. Great tournament. Great Sunday. Great weekend. Great golf. Always a pleasure having you on the bench.
Thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, David Dusick of Golf Week, upset with Carver High, clearly, for suggesting that Matt Kuchar be mean to Jordan Spieth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.